To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
That's what Shaw's banter pump rules. Come gather round and make fun of his fools.
A podcast of Bravo, nothing runs with Bravo.
That's okay, we only care about Bravo.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get this podcast started. Welcome, everybody, to Watch What Crappens with special guest Michelle Collins.
What's up?
You want that side?
Oh my God, you're real! You're real! You guys, thank you so much for being here. Please welcome the gorgeous Michelle Collins.
She's the best. Truly one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life.
And I I'm had not an entrance.
That. Yeah.
I just ate so much guac across the street that truly it's coming out of my nostrils, like Uma style. Around. What's new?
I saw you over there. She had potatoes gratin, asparagus, guacamole. I was like, damn, that's a bitch with a job right there.
That's true, but that's also so fucking rude to bring that up in front of a group of people.
Are you
and
kidding? They've listened to this every day.
We sent the beans back because they were fishy.
The beans.
They cook those beans. Is that mine?
I don't know. It's
perfect.
Water. It just arrived.
Oh, that's what I ordered.
Oh, no, that's mine. Share.
No.
This, I don't know who this is.
Is this how podcasts work?
This is how podcasts work. We just get cocktails, just get distributed
you just
across.
Ask for alcohol and
I'm
going to
do this.
Try and
anyways, thanks
level.
For having me.
Yeah. So, thanks for coming, Michelle. And thank you, everyone here who has showed up to the sold out Watch What Crappens Live at the Hollywood Improv. Thanks to Podcast Spotlight for setting this up, also, by the way.
I can't believe you people are real.
I know. It's crazy. The pressure's on.
Good old Ronnie. Missed him. I missed him. Last time I saw you was I'll also threw you under the bus was buying cans of beans at the supermarket. I was like, Ronnie. I saw the beans. I was like, it's got to be Ronnie. And it was.
Actually, the last time I saw you was at a Super Bowl party at Ben's house.
That's right.
Oh,
and
that
you
was
were like,
fun.
You know what, you guys? This is stressful. Let's get a Domino's, blah, blah, blah. And I
what
was like, no, that is trash.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Really fucked up. That is absolutely
that is
not
true.
I will admit to tracking a pizza. I have no issue with that.
Yes.
But don't say that at your Domino's. I would never, I didn't get Domino's. I would never in front of Ben because he's so judgmental about food. I would never do that in front of him.
Only himself.
I honestly don't even remember at that point because we were watching Hoarders. I don't.
There's
you
by the way,
liar.
You're actually
when I hear Domino's,
I hear
Domino's pizza, I just shut it off. You know, I don't.
No, I will order. Listen, okay. How much time do we have left?
We have 90
when
minutes.
I'm panicked. When I lived in LA and I decided to put on my like weight, I was fat when I moved here. For the record,
me too. It's I like, mean, fuck please. You. This is a fuck you muffin top, LA.
People in New York are like, "What happened?" I'm like, "LA," but really, it's like I eat so much. Anyway, so
I was
thin
when I got here.
No, but I just also don't walk here. You know, I sprained my ankle walking to Gelson's. You know this story.
Yeah,
forgot about it. That, I'm giving you my fat ankle. The
perfect
skinny one's
place
stuck.
To be with a sprained ankle.
Oh,
wash
yeah.
your hands on the little things you take so you don't get dirty on the cart. Gelson's.
Oh, they have
ridiculous.
A wipe.
Yeah, the wipe.
Yeah. Gelson's.
Well,
Worth the sprain.
Well, you guys, we have all assembled here because we all have a mutual love of Bravo TV, do we not? And that's one of the reasons why we brought Michelle on, because not only is Michelle very funny, but she is very up on her Bravo television. So, Michelle, what have you been watching lately on Bravo?
I'm so glad this is about me. Can I just open with that? Like, I finally. Like it.
We've recorded 3 shows already today. We're tired.
Yeah, it's true. It's actually true.
I shot my little Women LA after show today, which is why I'm so made up. We'll
what
talk
is
about
the difference
later.
Between?
Thank you. That's so nice.
I mean, besides the obvious differences between little ladies and like the turkey neck lady, the regular turkey neck ladies. What's the difference between the housewives?
I actually was like so ready to get offended. I'm like, Ronnie, we are at the Hollywood Improv Lab. It's so rude. It's basically the same show. It's very Housewives-y, Little Women LA. But I will say that something, you know, we're being recorded, but I will say that like it's a very interesting show to watch because you learn about a lot of their medical problems, which is something, and I'm being honest, like it's just interesting, you know. First of all, it's funny that they would have me host the after show because I'm 6'1", barefooted, and they come in and it's like full J.R.R. Tolkien, like hugs, like I literally have to like Rene Russo to Mel Gibbons, that famous actor Mel Gibbons. You know who I mean. The point is, you know, she used to stand in dishes. I'm obsessed with that. But the point is,
I always feel Hagrid at a gay bar. There's like all these little people. I'm like, Eddie, come give me a hug, Eddie.
I'm like a less beautiful Hodor, and like, but I always hold the door. I mean, that's what I'm known for. So, anyways, thank you. So, long story short,
spoiler
I will say
alert.
That was like funny. It's the same show basically, but they have like a lot of drama between. It's the same thing. They're not rich. Also, is the other difference,
right?
Which is, I think that a big part of the Housewives is that they're so wealthy. You want to be them, but also it's taught me that I don't want money.
Yeah, it's like a weird aspirational, non-aspirational thing all at once, right? You want to live their lives, and yet you are so glad that you're not living their lives.
I mean, come on, Orange County, those bitches ain't rich. Like, a lot of them are just not.
Well, like,
rich,
Lori from season one is like, all her kids are like getting to truck accidents. I'm like, are they okay? They're all like, they all have issues. I'm like, what happened?
In their
vaginas. Heather.
Oh no,
I saw Heather Dubrow. She's fucking rich. Do not you dare tell me that.
Wait,
so
wait, what's the Heather Dubrow
claw
update?
Hands, claw hands. Heather
I
Dubrow,
oh,
I told you.
I said it's inappropriate.
I didn't get clawed. I'll be real. I was furious. This is also like, why was I there? I think I had a return to make at Saks because another twist about my after show is I'm my own wardrobe person. If you're wondering why I always look bad on it, is I'm like, is this burka okay? They're like, wear it.
You've grown so much since I've seen you famously. Obviously, rude. You've grown so much famously since I've seen you.
That's
because
ridiculous.
Because I'm used to returns with you at like Marshall's.
That's true. I still make those.
Yes.
I still make those.
She will buy shit just to return it. And then you do.
Can I say one
thing,
though?
I've been with you 3 times where you have a trunk
of
shit to
return. You are literally making up so many lies tonight. Ronnie, do I even know you? Is this a memento? Do I need to like re-tattoos? I do return a lot of shit. But I want to say one thing that I do not do that I think people misconstrue this. I always fall within the legal limits of returning.
She does,
never wear something and return it. And that is something I'm very... clap for that. Because people who do that shit, that's disgusting. I have bought things that clearly... You know when you put something on and your own body warmth activates someone else's smell?
Yes.
And I'm just like, what is this? Like, Iron Man? Like, why is this happening? Yes. So I don't do that. So I'm not
an
animal.
Or when you wear like unwashed clothes and then your body heat activates the unwashed clothes smell. He'll wear an unwashed shirt. He told me last week.
Oh, yeah.
He'll wear unwashed jeans.
This is a new shirt. I didn't even wash it. I'm like...
Lebanese.
The shirt is the best when you just get it because after you wash it, it never fits the same. And then you're all like
you
janky
smell like
and
the child in China who made that
good.
Shirt. The minute
good.
You start sweating. Girl.
I smell like Chinese
delicious.
Child.
Oh, I love. Is that a Joe Malone Chinese child? I'll wear it.
So let's get back to Bravo here for a second.
Sorry.
Okay. No, you
let's
don't
go
have to
Southern
apologize.
Charm. Let's talk about that because you got me into
so
that.
Here's okay. So I want to hear, Michelle, your impressions of Southern Charm because you've only just started to watch it, right?
People, first of all, I just want to add her here for you too, and I'm just the friend. So after this, I'm going to shut up. All right. But I did watch it. Ben came over to my Airbnb.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't like to brag.
It's a beautiful Airbnb, I'd like to add.
It's beyond lovely.
Lovely.
And
Craigslist.
That's true. No, but it was cheap, actually. But anyways, not the point. Again, I'm a Jewish person, just so in case that's not completely obvious. Thank you.
Oh, hey.
Thank you. That's so wonderful. They, like, drag us out. I'm like, wait.
I'm Middle Eastern. Feels great, guys.
But we're all the same. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Please?
Yeah, we're the same.
We look really
this is the future of America up here.
I like Southern Charm. I watched it this week without you.
Okay, all right. Like so now, thing. Okay, so let's hear your take on the characters. What do you think about Thomas Ravenel?
Least fave.
Least favorite.
He's looks like what do you call it? An enemy in like an 80s teen flick. He looks like the bad guy in like an 80s movie. He's horrible.
Like a bad principal. Okay, and what about Whitney Sudler Smith?
Who's that? Which one is that one?
Whitney.
What is that?
Someone's met him.
Yeah, we have, girl, he wanted well, okay. you, girl.
For those, okay, so here's
girl, I that. Love you from the face.
I didn't know there were going to be plants here.
Yes, so I like it. So basically, for people who are listening at home later on, Leone from the audience just said that she had met Whitney and he was very, very polite. And then the audience here booed Leone.
You guys, what we didn't say is Leone works at Jumbo's Clown Room.
True.
Where Whitney is actually nice to girls in L.A.
I wish that were true about these girls. I would truly die. They clearly are like, what do you guys do?
I'm actually a public school
teacher. That's amazing. I was going to say public relations, and in a way that is what that is. So
who's your favorite, Michelle? Who on Southern Charm is your favorite so far?
I heard some gossip because my makeup artist made out with Shep because she was working. Isn't that good? I like Shep. Am I judged for that?
I like
Shep. Shep is like... I like his big fake teeth. I've learned to love them.
Yeah.
His big waspy rich man teeth. I'm like, what are those?
There's something to be said about old money that just makes someone attractive.
You could show Spider-Man on IMAX on that grill, and I would tune in. I'd be like, 3DGs.
And
tell me
he'd
everything.
Be jealous that he's like younger and in a leotard. Gosh. But that guy, someone posted on our Facebook a close-up of Shep and said, how is this guy rich? Look at his teeth. Okay, so he's got like the, you know, whatever. Who cares? Good for you getting good grill. So he's got the grill, but it's like black gums, and they're like shoved up.
No.
They're like hot glue gunned behind black. I'm not lying to you.
Did he eat Oreos or something?
That's gingivitis.
He just has plaque.
He has black gums?
There it
is. You know what? Girl. I'll learn to love black gums, y'all. I'm going to love his black gums. I love him. I also, I love that idiot. Oh, but I heard some gossip. What's the girl's name who we hate, the giggler?
Oh, Landon.
Okay, yes. So my Landon. Makeup artist is very sweet.
Is this Rome-worthy?
Rome-worthy. Hilarious. Anyways. No, she, this is just gossip I heard. I didn't even tell you about Heather Dubrow. It's not the point.
Anyways, no one cares. She's gone.
I mean, she's finished. She walked in like a newborn horse. That's the end of the story. She didn't look at us.
Done. Bye-bye. Claw hands.
So wait, so what's the Shep gossip?
Landon, basically Shep was making out with this girl who's very sweet as sugar and very cute, and Landon was not having it. No, she's normal age. Normal human age.
Makes no sense.
And
like,
she kicked them. She was like, I don't want your friend coming over to our house, meaning my friend.
Wow.
Shep got in a car with her, and Landon was like, I don't want strangers coming over. I'm sorry. And so she was like, A-okay by me, I'll leave. So I won't say my friend's name, but she got out of the car, and Shep, gentleman, black-gummed Shep, was like, I'll come with you. And he got out, too, which I like that.
A point for Shep.
Yes.
In a season where Shep needs some points, he got a good point right there.
Black gums make you nicer. Heard it here first.
Yeah. Now, thoughts on Craig and Naomi?
I like, he's obviously the hottest one on the show, and then by default, the dumbest one.
Yes.
He's obviously very stupid. I do love his embroidery work, not gonna lie. As a Hungarian, I'm very drawn.
Yeah, he says.
And then the girl is like smart, actually. I like her.
Yeah.
I don't mind her.
I like Naomi. I think she's bright. I think she's sort of like, oh, it's cool. I got this like hot piece of ass who's on a TV show. This is fun. And now she's like, oh my God, he is like sewing in my living room and he's putting crappy embroidery of our cat on my fancy pillowcases that I spent $200 for.
But it's not even a real cat. It's like one of those little monkeys that Patricia was, you know, putting on the placemats in the hatch. Nothing's like a monkey for a dinner party.
Who is Patricia?
The old rich bitch.
No, I know. Everyone breathe.
She ain't even saw.
I know who. You know how I know? Because her caftan collection, I cried blood. I was like, I need everything.
Yeah.
But who is she?
Okay, so here's the backstory. So Whitney, who is the other old dude next to T-Rap.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
Mother.
So Whitney is actually the executive producer of
Although
Southern
good use
Charm.
Of brows and wigs.
Ronnie's going somewhere.
Ronnie's getting
I see.
I know, that was, all right, I would like one too.
Please judge the people on the television and continue.
Are you editing these awkward pauses out? I would hope so.
No, the awkward pauses are in there. They're in the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, we edit.
Yeah. So, okay. So, Whitney, he is the executive producer of the show. I guess he put it all together, and he was on the first three seasons, and Patricia is his mother. And so I think she, in the first season, she sort of appeared here and there, but people just immediately loved her because she's sort of like old and rich and snobby. And, you know, now she's on the show basically, and Whitney's not even a main cast member anymore.
Well,
so
she's all about like Southern manners. Here's how Southern people do. But she's not Southern. Bitch is like from the North and like fucked some rich guys and bought a house with Collins.
What an inspiration. Honestly, what an inspiration. As a Miami native, I'm so inspired. Her whole look, I love her.
Yeah. I love Patricia. I think Patricia's one of the best people on Bravo right now.
To be fair, she's worked harder than I ever have.
So now,
what about Southern Charms?
That's what I was going to say, girl. Southern Charms. Who here watched Southern Charms Savannah? Anyone? Mixed response from the audience. And by mixed, I mean silence.
Here's a good question. The people who have watched it, how many of you hate its guts and want it to die?
We have a hand over here. So Southern Charm Savannah.
So pretty.
She's very pretty. And she bought a dress that says seriously, and has not had a chance to wear it yet. I just want everyone to know that. We're talking to
the
audience.
What a coincidence. I found a way to make a minute life. Finally, I get to wear the
amazing. This is a Chip and Joanna Gaines t-shirt. You know, she always wears those shirts. Thank you. You like them? I'm
Mikey's
very on the
here.
Fence with them. We'll talk. Don't like the silo. We'll talk about it later. I'm very fancy with them. Anyways, continue.
Anyway, sorry. So Southern Charm Savannah. Well, the three of us watched it. I think the real thing that we need to discuss is this guy Nelson, right?
He looks just like Matt Whitfield.
No.
Have you guys ever seen our old partner Matt Whitfield? Not old, but like our friend Matt Whitfield.
He's one of the original members.
He doesn't act like him, but he looks just like him, which makes me like him even though he's unfixable. He's unfixable.
Yeah, I think the thing that surprised me about Nelson, and we talked about it today. Now, at the risk of seeming a little mean here, for the first half an hour, I was like, this is great. I love that they cast like a conservative gay man on this show. How fun. And then halfway through, he's like, and here's my girlfriend, soon to be my wife.
I actually missed the first half, so I only saw the story about the one who I was like, this guy sucks, and then he was Jewish, and I was like, ugh,
I'm sure.
Why? That's like whenever my mom would hear about like a molester on the news, she'd be like waiting for the name, and she'd be like, oh, phew, like not Jewish. I was like, great.
God. He doesn't have an itz at the end. Thank God.
But yeah, it's like, by the way, on The Price is Right, I want to say, you know, I watch The Price is Right every day because I literally God have bless. No life. When I'm not making Little Talk Live, you can find me at home watching Let's Make a Deal or LMAD and The Price is Right. Anyways, there was a guy who was like a heavyset guy, and he had, you know, his partner, male partner in the audience was very handsome. And I was like, wow, he's really doing it for himself. I love that. And like everyone was cheering for him. And I was like, oh, I hope this like gay guy wins, whatever. And then he went to spin the wheel. And everyone was like, woo, like screaming for him. And Drew was like, and who do you want to say hi to? And he goes, I want to say hi to The Rock, President Trump, and my wife and six kids. And I literally was like, this is not a funny story. Edit this part out. But I literally turned into like Michael Jackson. Do you remember the times? Pile of dust. I like spun around. I was like, I no longer live.
Girl, I'm from Texas.
Is this
understand.
Not the audience? Is this not the TPIR audience? I apologize. I don't know. Anyway,
I'm
continue.
From Texas, and it's hard for me to be in a place where you don't get blowjobs like under a bathroom stall. I'm like, how do you do it? Like, how are you supposed to do it? That's how we roll. You know, gay people find a nice wife and you fuck people in the back of a church. Like, you don't just do
just
it
what
this
you do.
Way where you're
I
like, hi, how
it's
are you?
It's a very
hi,
simple way
whoa.
Of life. It's
like,
just...
I don't get it.
Yeah, you just have
I'll always be alone here. Watch. So, I'm going to go to Texas and marry someone like...
Speaking of scandalous things. Speaking of scandalous things, can we talk about The Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Yes.
I mean, what are we? I mean, this is crazy. We have to talk about this. All right, so I take it everyone watched the last episode.
The nine-year conclusion.
But it was worth it.
Beyond.
Was it worth it? Was it? Did you guys feel it was worth it?
I gained literally 3 pounds between the finale and the fourth reunion. Worth it.
Worth it.
I had to re-laser her hair, remove. It was a whole thing. I have to tell you that I loved it.
It was amazing.
The gowns, first of all.
The gowns.
To die for.
Yes.
Boob tape. I mean, those are some boobs.
Cynthia's
no
wig.
No one on Bravo can do boobs like that.
No one.
All of
them
were just hanging out.
I don't know.
But then there's like one piece of tape.
No, I've tried that. I bought tape for people who have like who have like athletes like calf problems, and I was like, I'm going to tape myself up because I read like a Daily Mail article about taping your boobs up. I was like, it'll work. And all that happened was like it stuck to my skin on the sides, and then it was literal mashed potato drippings down the front of my body. I was like, is this what it's supposed to look like? And I couldn't do it. How do they do it? Anyways, go on.
Well, so obviously this latest episode of the finale of the reunion was crazy. Who here is like still cool with Phaedra right now?
Yes!
Because there's sort of a split.
Yes, I'm crushed.
Because there's like two mindsets. One is she's awful, get her away, or like she's so terrible, we can't wait to see how this unfolds next season.
Okay, you're the guest, so please, before I go crazy.
I'm talking a lot. All I'm going to say, I actually didn't watch the season. I only watched the reunions.
Okay. That's,
sorry. Thank you,
I mean, you
to the teachers
all.
In this room.
You get
cheers.
It all.
I'm sorry. I happened to do like watch Let's Make a Deal. Anyways, apologies. Sorry, that big wheel with the cars.
What,
I can't help it.
Phaedra
no, the thing is this. The reunion was really the key thing because you saw so many clips. You pretty
much saw
the
everything.
Season, you know?
I am anti-Phaedra.
Yeah.
I've never been a huge fan. I will say the eye makeup to die, but anti-Fade and very anti-Peter. Well,
Peter's the worst.
What a fucking piece of shit he is.
Yeah, huge piece of shit.
Peter got a spinoff. No. Did you guys hear this in the news?
Peter has a spinoff, allegedly.
Intervention? What is it?
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be on like HGTV, and it's going to be like renovating underpasses on highways, you know?
Him and Zac Efron.
Underpass reno.
Yeah.
It's like about whatever Cracker Barrel ripoff he's opening. But Phaedra, I have to say, listen, I said this the other day. I'm sorry to repeat myself. When I was a teenager, I loved a bitchy woman because, you know, my mom and Junior League in general. Thank you, El Paso. I love them. And I loved when a woman in a story is like fucked over and she's like downtrodden, but then she scales her way to the top and she finds a way to use a man. And then before the end, she ruins the man. And that to me is Phaedra, girl. Phaedra is Sydney Sheldon. It's like Sydney Sheldon finally cast a black woman. Phaedra has had a husband who's a felon that was who went to jail for her ass, Angela Stanton. YouTube, please check it out. It's amazing.
Yeah, you know, this is all nice and exciting, except for the fact that she went after Candy.
Oh. That's the smallest thing she lost it all. Because
no one goes after my beloved Candy. Thank you.
Is it true that Candy wrote Shape of You, the Ed Sheeran song?
No. What happened was... they stole something from No Script. So basically,
I read that too. Yeah. I'm back.
It was too soon. It was too close. The last. See now. See now. Riley. Wow, I feel like a sitcom star.
Riley. Riley, get up and sing. And Riley's like,
you didn't say that last night.
There's a castle on a cloud. There is a place. When no one cries,
she's like, that is amazing. And then Lil' Kim was like, that was the best castle on the cloud I ever heard. # Les Mis Riley.
I just think, you know, you can't go after Candy. And you know what? Even if you're pro Phaedra, you just cannot deny the force that was like Hurricane Candy on this episode. The way that the glittery tears coming down her cheeks. The lies. See,
that lies. The lies.
Like, you will kill me. See, okay. Now, Riley, excuse me, a friend.
Then she had her full chorus behind her going, drag her, Portia.
That's
I like Todd.
Okay.
Todd in his high chair behind Candy.
I like Todd.
I have a very important question now.
What?
Do we think that Portia truly had an epiphany, or she realized this was her moment to like leave team for crap?
She doesn't know what an epiphany is. Make it smaller.
Meaning, like, because when she was like, you have me out to dry, whatever, you know, like.
How could you do this?
When she got the paper plate, I knew it was false. She was like, paper plate.
I mean, if she sees her opportunity, I mean, then she's smarter than we're giving her credit for, because she just knew immediately, like, this Phaedra thing is a sinking ship. It's dragging me down. I've gone up against Candy. It's time for me to, like...
But who's she going to pair with now?
Well, yeah, Shamia
on the
show? She's going to go on her...
Shamia,
you think she will?
She will.
Wow.
Shamia deserves one.
Because she'll work for $5. Like, Nene's like, I need $18 million to pay off the government. and I will come back.
Did you read Nene's Twitter feed?
No, oh wait, yes, no, tell me. I heard it, something crazy happened.
She just went off on Phaedra and being like, I've told you this. I mean, I'm literally making this up. I was like, I'm making up words. I'm like, she's. Yeah. I want to say the word trifling. I don't know if she actually said that. But I'm like, this bitch is trifling. It does sound Nene-ish to
me. It sounds like she would say it.
But yeah, she went off on Phaedra, which I actually...
Now, I feel like I read somewhere a rumor that Nene might be coming back.
She's coming back full time.
Because Fashion Police isn't like...
Yeah,
man, what's
seriously.
Happening there? It's on once
do we want? Do we
months.
Want Nene back or yes or no?
It's a very vocal
no.
Nene is why I stopped watching Atlanta. That's
I think Nene got out of control. I
Nene's
think that
been
like
humbled though. They were like, "You're fired," and then they were like, "Hey, tax people," and then she's like, "What taxes? What? What is it? Sales tax? I paid that." And they're like, "No, bitch. It's like 40% of your income, etc." And so now she's like, "Okay, I'll come back for half the money and you know be like semi decent."
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel like it's Kenya's show now. I'm sorry to say.
Kenya was good. I will say,
sorry.
Kenya was good on the reunion. I haven't tuned in a while. I was like, oh, she's being very funny. Actually, I
she
was.
She is. Yeah, this was Kenya's reunion. This is her moment. Say what you will. I mean, she's a crazy, crazy woman. But I always say she is the Kristen Cavallari to Lauren Conrad. We have a bug on the table.
Kenya's
here.
A horrible human being.
Oh, no.
And she deserves nothing. She tried to pull a Camille this year where she's like, you know what? Everybody's mean to me on the internet, so I'm going to come back and just like put my boobs in a sling and only make fun of the poor person, Sheree. Which everyone's like, okay.
Sheree looks good. She looked very Beetlejuice. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Sheree is fantastic. You know, it's funny that you mentioned Camille because I want to talk to you, Michelle, about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills a little bit.
I've seen every minute 10 times.
Because I know the season's over, but I feel like we really have to touch base.
Yeah.
On the situation, sort of Beverly Hills is now kind of like two camps. You have like the Eileen, Erica Jane, Lisa Rinna camp, and you have Lisa Vanderpump, Kyle Richards, and Dorit camp.
I mean, you know what side I'm on.
Well,
I'm an Eileen girl for life. Yeah. I will never come down on the wrong side of Eileen. And by the way, I'm shocked that there isn't more Eileen support in this room.
I'm actually very out of touch. I like Eileen.
They know I'll what's yell not at them, to like? You see, they know.
What?
It's not like they've never heard this show. They'll know. I'll yell at them. I'll be like, "How dare you?"
Why you like? You don't like Eileen?
I loved Eileen from Days of Our Lives. I was 13. Watched it with my Sitty and my aunties. I won't go into
everything
the whole thing.
Has a Texas backstory.
I'm sorry. It's where it came from. I love her from that. I wanted Eileen to come on as four different bitches, like with one with fake teeth. You know? Did you ever see clips? She'd be like, "You're mean." She played a nun, like a random hit.
Now
like,
I
she
must.
Was great. And when she came on and she was just so like, ooh. I was like, you are not fancy. You are a
she's
blue
nice.
Collar worker.
But
of
I don't, think, I don't
world.
Think she's snobby on the show at all. I find her to be very level headed. Not snobby at all. I really reject that. I find her to be very level headed and very
she
calm. And it's nice to have someone on the show who you don't literally want to just knock out. Like,
yes.
She is just a lovely person. And I do like Erica Jane. A friend met her at an airport recently and said she was cold, which did play into her theme
don't
of the
PK.
Year.
Was she inherently cold or deliberately cold?
You know what my mother calls PK? Oh, that's funny. I would say deliberately. My mother calls PK because my mother hates Dorit and PK. And my mom is from Israel, so she can say it. She calls him Pinchas. She's like, what is peace? This is not the right room for that. Whatever. It's just like a funny nickname for someone like in Israel. Is it Pinchas? Oh, shit. What does PK stand for?
PK stands for Paul Kensley.
Paul Kensley.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I really went off the rails here.
So do we think that Dorit has been a good addition to Beverly Hills or a bad addition?
She's an awful human being.
There was like a surge of applause.
One guy who's loud.
Followed with just sort of like a quiet groan.
There would not have been a season.
I agree.
Without that crazy bit.
There was barely a story there, though. I'm sorry. Pantygate being stretched out a whole season was deadly.
But that's
it was so,
so
boring after
Beverly
a while.
Hills.
Are you joking me?
I was very invested in Pantygate, actually.
Saying.
I was very
so dumb.
I was invested because it's like that petty bullshit that like happens in real life. I mean, I've never been involved with a pantygate, but like, you know, it's like some stupid shit that happens and doesn't go away, and then you like talk about it with your friends over and over again for months and months, and then it blows up. So for me, I was like very emotionally connected to Fantagate.
Well, for me, El Paso, Texas. Just kidding.
You're like, when I was making salsa as a boy?
Yeah. Because they say Lisa Vanderpump manipulative, which, I mean, she totally is. You know, she has her dumb Dorit go after who doesn't like her, and it's so obvious and painful. But then you have Eileen, who's so quiet about it. Lisa Rinna doesn't think of things on her own.
I love Lisa Rinna, too.
Eileen literally is
like, are we pro Lisa?
She turns her around.
Thank you. Finally, we connect. Lisa's the best. I mean, she's obviously out of her mind, but she's just funny.
Rinna, obviously. Yeah, we love her.
We know that we're biased also, but like, we don't care because she brings the crazy.
I've never met her.
We love her, but she does do the thing where you're like, Lisa Rinna, they're tearing down the... They're filling a pothole. The street doesn't want that pothole filled. And she's like, stop the pothole! And then you tell her, you know, no. It's
she just
their
goes.
Pothole. She's like, the juice did it! The juice!
And she'll like, accuse everyone running. Working on the pothole. She'll be like, you know what? Your father touched you. I heard it. I can see it all over. And you're like, what? She just goes there.
The pothole thing lost me. Like, is it filled? I don't know. What happened?
Well, the pothole was the most like exciting storyline on Beverly Hills this season, let's be honest.
Wait, are we going to talk? Am I going ahead?
Let's talk about...
I get excited because I don't know what's happening.
We all get excited because we are all talking. Listen, we talk about Bravo for hours and hours and hours every week, and we still talk about it.
Can I just say how hard... Can I pay a big compliment to the two of you?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm in LA for this, you know, Little Women After Show, God bless. And I always... Ben is like an old friend of mine. I've known him for 100 years.
Yeah.
And he's a very good friend to hang out with. He's a great guy to get sushi with. He's wonderful to go watch TV with him. He's just one of those guys. You know what I mean? Just like a very easy friend. Like, you know, lovely to spend time with. And lately, the past 6 months, I'll be like, oh, hey, like sushi or like TV. And he's like, podcasting. He works so hard. He gives his life to you guys. And that's true. And it goes the same for Ronnie.
Ronnie, too.
Ronnie, when you're not buying beans
no,
in that
I'm
market,
not a good
boo.
Bread. I watch a lot of TV,
no,
but Ben
true.
Is really
good. You work very
good
hard,
boy.
So I just want to say.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know what? We actually, just a pause from the shade that we're sort of giving. You know, honestly, it's really cool because since we started going 5 days a week, it was kind of a gamble. Is this going to work out or not? But honestly, the response has been amazing. And I just looked at our stats today, and we are now up to 1.2 million listens a month. Oh. Yeah. It's insane. Every single month it grows. And so for us, it's like super awesome that like while we're sitting here gabbing away for hours and hours that people are listening and telling their friends and helping us grow. So really it's like it's a back and forth. We love you too. Guys,
while we're awkwardly stopped, I have to say my friend Trisha is here.
Trisha.
And I talk about Trisha all the time on the
this
podcast.
This is true.
Is this Trisha who I met Trisha. At the Mexican
this
place?
This is my best friend Trisha.
Hi, Trish.
So Trisha,
she's in the
raise nice. Your hand.
She's in the geometric pattern.
I love
we
you,
We love
girl.
Her tunic. We
I give
complimented
you so much
it.
Shit, and thank you. I do it in real life, too. And thank you. I love you. Thank
while
you.
We're paused. No, can you imagine?
Your turn. Tell
I'm
me about
I'm like,
the
I baton. Dropped a gift card when I walked in. For $15. Chili's, it's shaped like a pepper. If anyone finds it, it would be very helpful.
You guys, so Real Housewives of New York City?
May we?
Yeah, Real Housewives
all right.
of New York.
This is what I can go in on it. I've seen
this
everything.
Is,
let's
yes,
do it. Go.
No.
Hit me.
So we have not seen tonight
no,
yet.
Guess
we have
why?
Not seen
because
we're
it's
here.
Not on tonight. It's on tomorrow night.
And it's Tuesday.
And tonight, guess what's on?
Little Below Women Jack. LA.
Little Women LA.
Hello, Wendy Cohen.
Paddle of Pones on Watch What Happens Tonight.
I truly was like checking a pulse. I was like, is everything all right? That was a great impression.
Patty LaPone, do you want me to tell you whose booms are bigger than me? Patty LaPone. I can't believe she's doing that.
I know.
That's like, I mean, she has no idea what it is. You know that. Yes. Her publicist is like, do you want to do the show? Like a lot of gay people watch it. She's like, say I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Anyways, yeah. That's fine.
I'm in it for the work. I'm here for the theater. When I perform, it is a gift to the audience to let them understand the feeling of being a human being.
Do you remember when she yelled at someone for using a phone in the theater? That's still go home.
Literally four times today. There's a remix on the internet.
Is there?
Yes, people were posting links for us.
That's hysterical. Okay.
How dare you look at your phone? And then they'll like remix that shit over. Love her.
Yeah. Well, I have nothing to add to that, unfortunately. But we can. I know. I don't know. So
be my Mandy. Be my Mandy Patinkin. Mandy.
Oh my God! I drove in front of Mandy Patinkin.
Really?
I tweeted. No one here follows it. Girl, I'm in the car. Thanks, I know you. Hi. So one person raised their hand. God bless. It's fine. Anyways, I was driving and I rented Toyota Camry. Oh, photo. Yeah. And I don't like to brag. I had to fight an enterprise about it. And I'm in talks with their regional manager at the moment. Anyways, it's not the point. Okay, so back to Mandy. I'm in my Camry and I see behind me in my rear view, because I'm always looking. God bless if you're, I keep saying that, but. I feel for you if you're driving in front of me, because I will slam into you, because I drive just looking into the rear view like, who's behind me? Like, I'm crazy. Anyways, so I see a guy with a long beard, glasses, and an Audi, and I'm like, it's Mandy. And of course, I'm like playing the Dick Tracy soundtrack in my car, as I do. So it was like, what can you lose? Remember when I said that? Oh, what a great soundtrack. You know what? This isn't my crowd. I love you guys. They're like, what's Dick Tracy? It's fine. No. The point is, he drove so, I love you. He drove slow. Calmly, and I was watching him the entire time, and I speed, I'm like a bad driver, and I was like going whatever, and he could not have been more cool, calm, and collected. God bless Mandy. He's such a, you may you be so blessed to drive behind
American
him.
Hero.
He's
American
in the
hero.
Car listening to Sundays in the Park with George. He's
oh
like,
my God.
Bah, 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 I'm painting things on a thing. It's art, it's art. Shut up, Mandy Patinkin. Get to the fucking point with Mandy
Why
Patinkin.
Are you so anti? This is why I will never be friends. You don't like Eileen
because
and you don't like Mandy.
Mandy Patinkin
We're different.
Went on Criminal Minds, or what was that show? And my mom loved that show. It's so hard to get my mom quiet. And then Mandy Patinkin's like, this is hard, I quit. And he left, and my mom is still like, well, that guy's
You've
good.
Taken
Has
on your
heard
mom's
of Homeland?
Fight.
It's also the best show on fucking TV. It's so good. He's so good.
Yes,
true, yes, thank you. No, he's Homeland. He's Saul on Homeland.
Homeland, yeah,
and
he
all
is,
I need
he
is Salieri, and I'm good because
well,
I love Dara
Dahl. Murray Abraham.
You're not.
Well, my family is. He hates us now. But
all right.
We
well, that's a horrible brag.
And so I'm like, come on. I know it is.
Is
okay,
he nice?
Ben.
Okay,
no,
Ben.
No,
all
he,
right.
Anyway,
I mean, kind of.
Are we recording this? Like is this fun TV. For you guys? I can't decide. All
it's
right.
Like he's nice, and then he's like gonna ruin your life. You know, like on TV.
All right. Anyways, my family has no celebrity friends. Go on.
Well, okay. Literally. So here's my question. So what do you guys think about Real Housewives of New York City so far this season? Are you feeling it, or are you?
I like it.
You're liking it. What did you guys think about last week's episode when there was like the whole election and Carol was like,
well, obviously she's going to win,
you know?
All her fillers melted. Did you notice? She started looking good, but at the end of the election, it was like Jessica Tandy. I was like, someone get Carol out of there. She's melting.
Do you know? So Kelly Bensimone, I looked this up before and I was like, I'm going to do some like research. So Kelly Bensimone, she spoke to Us Weekly today or yesterday, and she had this to say about the election episode of Real Housewives of New York City. She goes, I think we all have to remember it's reality TV. It's not the New York Times. It's really not legitimate. So for us to have those kinds of conversations on reality TV, I think that's tacky. It's just tacky. Unless they were like doing something really amazing or they were making impact, that might be a different story. But just to talk and argue about it, that's just really tacky.
P.S. Bethany hurt me. Shut up, Kelly Bensimone.
I miss Kelly. I miss Kelly Bensimone.
I know. So reading that quote, I was like, it sort of made me like miss Kelly a little bit because she's so fucking messed
up.
Well,
listen, she's the dumbest bitch of all time.
She's the stupidest bitch.
She's the D-B-O-A-T, the D-boat. Dumbest bitch of all time. But I will...
I still resent her.
I want to coin D-boat. Do not fucking steal D-boat from me.
I still resent her for running down Fifth Avenue in the middle of traffic while she was jogging.
All her bikini pics where literally one breast is facing northeast and the other is southwest. And I'm like, how does she do it? I mean, please, can you imagine? But I will say this. I do miss Kelly. And they dug Bethany back up after all her shit. I mean, she's a millionaire anyways. But they brought her in. And I actually think Bethany is adding intelligence to this season, and she's being very funny. And I've met her a few times, and you know, she's not the warmest knife in the batch.
No,
is that how you say it? But
she's not the warmest.
But I mean, sometimes, so I think that like Bethany's return has been really good because she just, you know, she is like causes all this craziness. But sometimes I get the feeling like she's just phoning it in. Like she just doesn't even want to be there. And I resent that because
Bethany,
we're there for her.
Again, is pulling a Camille. I tell you, Camille made one fucking move in her whole Housewives career, and they all copy it now. Bethany got ripped last season for being a monster. I mean, she was a monster. Let's
she was
it.
Crazy
Anyone who
last
talks
season.
To Sonya Morgan like that, how dare you, ma'am? But she was a monster. And so this year she's like, guess what? I'm not going to say anything. It's going to be my popcorn. There's, look, it's Skinny
if,
Girl.
If right I have to talk to Sonny Morgan, like, honestly, like, what's the matter? Like, what's going on? Like, I don't understand what's going on here. Like, literally, like, it's like, if we're going to do another season, like, I literally can't. Like, really, like, right now, like, why are we talking about this? Like, we're talking about monsters. Like, honestly, like, what a monster? Like, that's just, like, boo. It's a ghost. I'm not scared. It's a haunted. Like, it's a haunted house. Like, what is it? Is Halloween? Like, it's like May. It's like not even Halloween. Like, what is this? It's like, what? What's like Arbor Day? Is Arbor Day around the corner? Like, honestly, I can't. Like, literally, my walls are up.
Seriously? This makeup hurts me. Like,
I love Sonya.
She could just do that all season. I'd be happy.
Fucking Bethany.
No, Bethany, one time. Oh, this is like, quiet. She'll, she like, doesn't listen, right?
I'm not going to shoot anymore.
Does Bethany listen to this? I don't think so.
Her assistant.
I don't know.
She's like, what's this, a podcast?
I'm friends.
Bethany, we heard a show. They love you, Bethany.
Well, here's what's funny is I'm friends with her assistants, and actually you saw me just now having drinks with my friend Hannah, whose sister is her stylist, Julia. Who's
bitch,
on the
I
show.
Really? I told you.
Yeah. No, and she's wonderful. And actually they did my UCB show in New York, and I interviewed them, and they were beyond Megan, the pretty one who's on.
Oh. You're amazing, Michelle. Michelle, what a show. You made some shows.
It frightens me. I don't know what this is. What are you talking?
Those are her assistants. She no, finally no, no, found they're assistants nice. Who are like, Bethany, you're amazing. Everything you're thinking is correct, Bethany.
But you know what? They probably make a good living. And honestly, if there are worse jobs than sitting in that nice fucking apartment.
No shit, girl.
And now she has a spinoff, right, with Frederick.
Yeah, so she's doing a spinoff with Frederick.
Minting money.
Which I don't know if that's going to be too much for me. I don't know if I can.
Did you not
I don't
know think that? Yes.
Yeah, Bethany and Frederick.
Real estate
are like,
show with yeah. Bethany and Frederick.
I think that's gonna be too much. It's basically gonna be them walking around and be like, I don't know. It's like, that's nice. That's a view. I don't know. And he's gonna be like, oh, you know, whatever he does.
Look, I do the splits in the air. It's like, seriously, the splits? Oh, that reminds me, sectionals. It's like, what?
How do we feel Tinsley Mortimer's working out? Is
love
that,
it. Yeah.
Do we like her? Is like.
Oh, I love a broken down.
I feel like
bitch.
I'm like waiting.
For one person, I'm like,
yes.
No. I'm like waiting for Tinsley. She's like not doing anything. I feel like
she's curling her hair with a curling iron. Yeah. She's doing things.
She's very bland, and she to me is hyper aware that she's on the show.
Yes.
And it's and I'm reading that energy coming from her.
Yes.
Someone's thirsty back there. Oh, it's Tinsley. And I just feel like I just am not connecting with her. Even on a level of like dislike liking, it's like cold to me.
Her whole storyline is that's like it's like, oh, I was arrested and now I'm in Sonia's daughter's room. But then again, to go back to Kelly Ben-Simone, it took like 6 episodes and I was like, what is this woman doing on the show? And then she had that fight with Bethany, the I'm here, you're here, and then was like, oh, it like
and
clicked in. So I'm hoping that Tinsley will have like that moment, you know, where she'll
I don't
pop.
Know if I mean
I don't know if it's
Kelly
gonna happen.
Kelly was
though.
Like brilliantly the dumbest.
Yes.
D-boat. Kelly was like the like a brilliant at being the stupidest person. Tinsley is just bland. You know,
she's,
my mother has a saying, no salt, no pepper. There's just no spice there. It's like, what is this person
I'm
doing?
Waiting.
You guys, when Tinsley was like, at first, I would walk the red carpets and all I wanted to do was be a socialite. That's all I wanted. And it was fun. But then one day, I took out my curling iron and I curled my hair and everything changed. And suddenly, that was my thing. And I curled my hair. I mean, how can you not? I mean, that's it to me. That's it to me. And then when she went into Sonia's house and Sonia's like, listen, intern, I can't believe this. She's not nice. She stays in my home. And Tinsley heard her and she's like, Sonia, how could you do that to me? And started like screaming like a baby.
She does.
Like,
she is making Sonia very funny.
Yeah. She
like,
is.
I will say that if that's her only role.
Yes.
Sonia is really Sonya killing it this season. Correct.
Sonia,
I agree.
Sonia, for the past 2 seasons, I think Sonia has been like in the
she's
zone.
Sober.
You know, she's sober.
Yeah, that's why.
I think, though, I think
not
truthfully.
For long. That's you know, cold and arc.
I think
Golden
Tinsley,
arc.
You know, Tinsley is like fine. You know, last season Jules was fine. I think honestly the
oh,
best.
Oh, Jules!
She's
she
like
alive?
Whatever.
Have we checked?
Wait,
I'm worried about Jules.
I'm actually. She's actually going through some crazy shit right now.
Jules has started a podcast. Everybody.
Oh, really?
Jules. What is it called?
Jules and her
forks and calzones.
It's called like the family of Josh and Jules. I don't know something.
Well,
stupid.
Her husband divorced her. Yeah.
Because he was crazy. He was cheating on her, and,
yeah.
and they had
he's
that
like
crazy thing.
It's
can
like
I say
when
that?
Danny DeVito yeah. was cheating, and you're like, really, Danny DeVito? Really? And Carla's
wait,
like, I'll kill you.
With like an infant? Who did Danny DeVito
wait,
find?
Danny yeah. DeVito cheated?
Yes.
Okay, you know what? There's so many things
some
I'm learning.
I Danny and Rhea. I will not say bad things about
they're
them.
They're like a forever
sorry,
couple
I
to me.
Too.
I really feel like the best new addition over the probably the past 4 or 5 seasons of Real Housewives has got to be Dorinda Medley. I mean... She brings it when there's not there's like there's yeah. nothing's happening. She's like I'm in this. You know, she's like she will just find something to go bonkers on no matter what, and it's great.
I love her.
She's gotten so comfortable with just being herself, you know. Like, she'll start off like, Sonny, are you my soul challenge? Boy. And then he started messing with me. And I was like, fuck you! Are you gonna mess with me? Oh, fuck you! Up, you're dead to me! All right, we talked about it. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
Fuck? And she means it. I feel like she means it.
I do love Dorinda. Yeah.
I was thinking something that might be fun would be if we ranked all the Real Houses of New York City from worst to best.
But this is gonna. This is like, that's like Eurovision style. It's going to take an hour because that's going to be hard.
Well, it's not hard because I wrote it down.
So you ranked yours. Yeah, but I have
will,
to mentally.
I will go through my list, and you guys can like agree or not, or disagree and say I'm crazy because I sort of just threw it together.
Okay.
So we've got, there's actually been 15 Real Houses in New York City.
We're going all time?
All time.
Like that's
all time.
Ooh, that's
yes.
Good.
Yes.
Low,
yeah,
right?
All time.
Not a lot.
That's not a lot.
15. It's okay, everyone. It's just New York City. It's no big deal.
Yeah, we're
it's okay.
We're in a
so team. Number 15, I almost feel bad saying this because she actually likes so much of our shit on Instagram. Cindy Barshop.
Who is, oh,
Cindy Barshop. All she would do is go, really?
These no, women, actually, though, they're crazy.
Her, Cindy crazy Barshop's great women. Contribution to the Real Houses of New York City lore is that she forced everyone to go to Quag. If you don't know what Quag is, it's exactly what it sounds like. And they all hated her for that. And she would, like, shed her vagina, something or another. Cindy Barshop, whatever.
I'm this is a very controversial list.
It's controversial list. Okay, so number 14, because it's, like, too soon to tell, as we just discussed.
I cannot believe you did that. I'm horrified.
You can't look anymore.
All right, I'm
can't look anymore.
You did that. And I feel like Cindy deserves more credit. Like, I never thought of, like, gluing a rhinestone to my weenus until Cindy Barshop. I was like, if they can do it, I can. I mean, it hurts.
As a sign as to why she should be number 15, I have no visual image of what this woman looks like, and I've seen every season, every episode.
It's true.
So who is Cindy Barshop? Thank you, ma'am. Exactly.
She has okay. The best. She has the best GIFs. Okay.
Well, I call them GIFs, so let's move
GIFs,
on.
They're
GIFs.
Called GIFs.
I think Cindy Barshop, she just, you know what, it's, she's not like a bad person. She just does not belong on reality TV. She was a strange choice.
Who's 14? We're taking 14. An hour and
yeah,
Cindy.
She was like,
okay.
This is stupid.
This is her moment. We're bringing her back. Okay, 14 I said was Tinsley Mortimer because she hasn't done anything yet. You know, she could move up. Nothing's locked in, whatever.
Curling iron. Who else has done that?
Lashes.
Nobody. Nobody.
So, number 13, I suggested Jules. Yeah. Jules. And I did like that Jules kind of stood up to Bethany, but it was like too little too late, you know? Remember?
I still think of the party when Bethany and Carol walked in and Jules had the whole spread. It's a classic ED move to like feed everyone else. And she didn't eat a bite. It like haunts me, actually. I feel bad for her.
She
cooked
her fork and knife into a thing.
And the bucket. The little bucket.
The little marinara sauce thing.
I think of
into
that
the
bucket
calzone.
Every day. I want to literally pull Jules up in a well in that little bucket. She could fit. And hoist her to safety. Like, she has issues. Go on.
Yeah.
She was so weird.
She
to
was
her.
The
oh, yeah.
only housewife to ever apologize for being anorexic. I was like, why are you apologizing?
I know they all are.
You're a real fucking.
She also
housewife.
Broke. Her, she also
Bethany's
broke her vagina on a windowsill.
And she broke her vagina.
I was
oh
like,
my God,
look at
I
my
forgot.
Little peanut. Look at my peanut. She showed everyone her broken vagina on an iPhone.
That picture had to look like when that dude ate that homeless guy's face in Miami. Like, what do we think
bath
that bath salts.
Salts?
That had to look. Thank you, guys. I mean,
I
that picture,
that.
They all shrieked. I cannot imagine what
I don't want anyone showing me any broken body part ever, by the way. So that
I
goes.
Mean, in New York,
it could
it's
be
called
a man,
anorexia.
Woman.
In Los Angeles, it's called making a fucking effort.
By the
so
way, do
whatever,
you guys know,
I like her.
Do you guys know that Kenya Moore, Teresa Giudice, and Brandy Glanville are going to be in the Vagina Monologues, I think, in Detroit?
Going?
Who's buying a ticket? Who's buying a ticket?
Detroit, you could buy a house there for $10. We don't even need an Airbnb. Let's just go buy a house and stay there and
Let's
see
go.
Them.
Group trip. Group
oh
trip.
Girls, their vagina will literally do the monologues.
Yes.
Be
so,
like,
we should have Jules
vagina,
in there.
Please stop doing your monologue.
Okay, number 12. Now, this might be controversial because I can see her being higher up just because of the hate value because she did bring some crazy. I said Aviva Drescher.
I didn't ever like Aviva. No, I agree.
It
with
was
that.
Like she tried too hard. She was like bad, but in a way that you don't like. What
she
say you?
Threw a goddamn leg. Okay, Aviva.
But it was planned. It was so planned.
Aviva
it was such a planned
a,
moment.
Aviva put a whale sperm facial mask on, and
yes.
then said those ladies were verbally raping me. How do you not love Aviva Drescher?
She also tried way too hard in a way that I found. And I will say that leg scene, I'm going to point something out. When they teased that leg scene, I remember going to bed in a coffin that night because I was like, well, I'm dead. Like, I'll never wake up. That's the end. It's too good. And then, and we gifted, remember that? That preview was the best part of that whole season.
That was.
Then, okay, then they actually showed the scene, and the scene was not as good as that preview.
It was not.
The preview really set it up to be this huge thing, and then it was boring because she sucked.
Because that scene, she was planning on that moment, and you could see she was like, well, ladies, and she just throws it, and then the music was like weird and upbeat, and everyone was like, huh? And then the season ended. It was so strange.
It was the end. It was a very bad episode.
It was very weird. It was very weird.
I love this.
However, Aviva wins points for that epic moment when she like arrived at St. John's. It was like, I was expecting a banner saying, you did it. I mean, that's what I love about
the
show.
Her creepy husband? Or who was the guy that? Oh, I hate that motherfucker.
He was terrible.
Who was the white-haired guy? Aviva's husband was like a molester.
No, his name was Reed or something like that.
Who grabbed Ramona?
And by the way, yes, her dad.
That was her dad, George.
The dad. That's what I mean. The husband was also not great.
She loses points just for bringing George into our world.
Thank you. The dad should have truly.
That was like not funny. That was just like gross and.
You guys, that guy made casual rape fun again. But do you remember the scene where Aviva?
I didn't say it.
I'm not laughing.
When Aviva, I'm sorry, whatever. When Aviva went to the farm, and she made the lady who accidentally like got her leg stuck in that machine, she made her do a scene with her, and she's like, "Do you remember? I remember that leg. We were in here. It was a glorious day." And then I was like, "Ow, my leg!" And that lady's like, "Yeah, this machine goes really slowly. I mean, come on, guys."
That machine was a shock to me.
It was a very slow, docile machine, but not that docile, I guess. Okay, so I said then for number 11. See, this is where it gets weird. With Real Housewives of New York City, what's strange is that like some they can be so great and so awful at the same time that you can't tell if their awfulness makes them terrible or if it puts them high up on the list. So I put Kelly Bensimone at number 11. I don't know, is that too low or should she be higher?
I think low.
Too low? Well, Kristen Takeman, I put at number 10.
I would put Kelly above Kristen. I like Kristen, but
I actually like Kristen, but you know, I felt bad for her because I thought she was pretty good her first season, and then Bethany came and Bethany was like, I don't want this pretty bitch on this show, so I'm not going to shoot
with her.
She's
pretty and not that smart, and Bethany is the exact opposite
of
that.
Exactly.
So it's like, well, sorry.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, Kristen did two amazing things. First, her husband was cheating on her, that guy Josh with the terrible hat.
With the fedora.
He was cheating, and his name on the Ashley Madison site was Mr. Big. So when
one
all
G wishful thinking. How many G's?
It was like Mr. Big 0416 or whatever.
There are a lot of big Mr.'s.
So after that came out in the news, she did a thing on Instagram where she's like, I'm doing a Sex in the City tour of New York. And she was going to all the sets. Okay, and another thing, a new article that just came out recently.
Oh, yeah, this
about
is really bad. This is actually, I should have dropped her down one spot for this.
Her company is called Pop of Color, you know, her thing. And they're like, don't you POC? Think it's offensive, POC, oh, no. Because, you know, racial shit's big right now, girl, or whatever. And she's like, well, you know what? People don't get mad about pieces of crap. And that also means piece of crap. And pieces of crap aren't mad at me, so whatever. And I'm like, you
that
are such an awful
she literally
that
said that.
So her defense, funny. When what an idiot.
Yeah, she literally is like, when, you know, like, hey, Kristen, do you know that POC also means people of color? She says, well, it also means piece of crap. You know, and like,
and that's not
the
word, POC.
That's not the follow-up
sentence. Let me
tell you
something. If her nail polish was called pieces of crap, yes. I would have brown nails as we speak. I'd be like, girl, have you seen pieces of crap?
But that's her first defense, is it's pieces of crap. It has never been that.
But she's one of the dumbest of all fucking time. She's Debo 2.
So
dumbest
stupid.
Bitch of all time, the second.
So, okay. So for number 9, there would have been a time when she would ranked a little bit higher. But I don't think she's had a good past season and a half. And I would say Carol Radziwill.
I agree with that.
Like, there was a time when she was, like, really funny and great. And then last season, she became Mean Girl. And now this season, she's just sort of existing, you know? Do you know that she's in, like,
don't
a...
Don't say cat lady. Whoever said that, please leave.
Kelly.
I like that she has cats.
I love cats.
That's a big part of our friendship. Big part
cats.
Of our friendship. But I will say thank you.
Now
I will
forever.
Say that she has lost a lot of her gleam for me.
I agree. Yeah. It's
I
do you know though,
I blame Adam.
Do you know that Carol Radziwill is sort of in a feud with Yolanda Hadid? Did you hear about this? Yolanda. Do you want to hear about this?
Is it Lyme
This
related?
Is hilarious. Adam Dearest Adam, Carol's boyfriend, took a picture of a lovely flower in Central Park. And then Yolanda, 3 days later, posted the picture of the flower and was like, flowers are a wonderful thing in our life. And she didn't give credit to Adam. And Carol went on to her Instagram and was like, I know it's a nice photo, but you gotta give photo credit at least.
It's just a flower. Did you hashtag the? It's a flower. I mean, come on. I can't be on Carol's side with anything. But I am just enjoying Carol that she went so far down in the world of the Housewives because she's up Bethany's bony ass. But this year, she's like, I'll be nice to Ramona. One, you won me over. She talks to Ramona. Ramona's like, yeah. Listen here. I understand Hillary Clinton's email. Hey, I totally understand. Hey, Carol, you're not smarter than me. And Carol's like,
but I read more.
I read plenty. Hey. And like, Ramona never looks at me.
I read a lot of things, okay? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I read a lot of magazines and the Wall Street Journal. And when I go to AOA, I sit in the corner and I read things in various publications, okay? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're being day class set.
Fucking Ramona.
These
and
are both
so now
very good.
I like Carol because Carol's like, all right, it can't be a Bethany's butt. Tell me what you feel, Ramona.
I mean, I like Carol because she's smart. I have one funny Ramona story. By the way, every person you're naming, I have like stories about, but I'm like fighting.
I want to hear a funny Ramona story.
Well, it's very silly, but when I worked at VH1, which was not that long ago, I worked on a morning show. It's been canceled. Anyway, so she came on, and she was there mainly. She did not want to talk about Housewives. Listen, this is like hilarious. Like, why the fuck else are you here? Yeah. So she came on. She was like, I don't want to talk about Housewives. I'm here to promote my wine. This one, she had her wine. Oh, and she had her jewelry. And she was only there. You had a strict thing. You could not ask about anything but the wine and the jewelry. But why that's scary. why this is funny is that she came with, like, the stuff from the trade show. So, like, laminated sheets with tiny little writing about, like, how the jewelry is made and how the wine is made. And she would only do the segment if those things could be on the table next to the products. And that's not a good story. The point is, we're like, Ramona, people are not going to be able to read this on TV. It's too tiny. Just have, well, and they, like, you know, they said you can keep the shit out there, but just you can't have paper. It's going to look stupid. And she
Everyone watches CSI, and you just zoom in and resolve and zoom and resolve and zoom and resolve, and then you see all the story behind my products, okay?
But I really thought that was quite funny. And she was like a pill, like she was very difficult. And to be fair, it was a bad show. But
well, I believe
it. She's the worst. She can't even fake. She doesn't even try to fake being nice. Her Snapchats, I talk about this all the time, but her Snapchats, she'll be like, hi, it's me, Ramona. And there's like dots, you know, because she hits the drawing tool or whatever. So she's like,
hilarious.
There's always like X's and dots. And she'll be like, hi, it's me. I'm promoting my new thing, Women Renewed. And it cuts off in the middle, you know? And it's just dots, Ramona, like, ugh.
I just
do we
love
like
the
Mario in this room?
No.
Oh, good. Me
no,
neither.
Mario is no good. He cheated on Ramona, even though she's a terrible human being. She doesn't deserve to be cheated on.
No, I agree.
Yeah, but he's sexy.
That's all I'm saying. Thank you. I used to love Mario. I'm sorry. I used to like. Also, she's dating all these hot young guys now, Ramona.
I don't really believe she's dating them. I think she's like conning them to be on camera. I think she likes to act like she is.
Oh, yeah. How does that happen? I just can't imagine her ever having sex with anybody ever. Mario just was terrified, you guys. He was just like getting other women to like hide behind a bunker.
No, he was so relaxed. Mario could not be more relaxed. I disagree.
I will just always remember the scene of Ramona greasing up Mario's pecs in that hotel room. And I'm so glad they're broken up now as a result.
That was her sexy dance. She's like, we're being sexy, Mario. Look at you.
Ronnie is currently poking me, for those of you listening at home.
That's what she did the whole time. And he's like, I'm leaving.
So I felt like number 8, I don't know. So it's getting weird because I did put this list together in a rush. So I apologize if these are wonky. I put Heather Thompson as number 8. I feel like she's like a good like middle of the pack. I feel like she was like one of the underrated Real Housewives of New York City.
I miss her. I liked seeing her at that party when she walked in.
Because
I was like, oh, Heather, a smart lady. She's like pretty level-headed. She's kind of tough. I like her.
Yeah. She was like, she could be really annoying. She'd be like, hey, mama. She'd be really fake. But then if you like step to her, she would really put you in your place. She would get like angry and nasty. And she was like great at like suddenly like the beast would come out. And I respect that.
I will tell you that her fake Spanx brand sucks a big old D.
Oh, did
Yummy
you try?
Tummy. Have I tried it?
The audience is in agreement.
Of course, I've tried also Jill Zarin's Squeeze Couture. I will try anything. And it's... Oh, great. It's Yummy Tummy is horrible, and it's like literally wearing this tablecloth that's shiny. It's all really bad. Does not hold your tummy in anything. And I'm double spanxing it right now, which is why if I seem
those
woozy to you, I am. But I've had
good,
a very
then.
Long
Spanx.
Day. I love a spank. I won't, yeah, love spank.
Well, I
this
would
is
say.
You guys feel me? Anyways, it's a late night.
It's
keep
a late
the
night.
List.
So, okay, so next.
Tummy is such a stupid name, and she's like, I know P. Diddy. Ooh, babies, yeah, back up on the curb. Whatever, she's stupid, but I was so glad to see her at the election party when they were all drinking Skinny Girl, and someone pointed this out on Facebook, so thank you, Internet. But she's like, we need something with more alcohol content than this, mama.
And it was Skinny Girl. Yes. It was Skinny Girl.
I love a passive-aggressive white lady spouting off like, you know, like fierce or whatever.
Yeah.
Skinny Girl is also like the devil's brew, and every time I drink it, I'll start out like, yeah, Skinny Girl. And then after one glass, I'm like, anyone want more Skinny Girl? Like, I turn into literally Michael J. in Thriller, Yellow Eyes. I'm like, what is this? I love it. It really makes me, it turns me into a fucking monster. Anyways, moving
I
on.
I also love when that one time when Heather said motherfucker, and they're like, ooh, where'd you hear that? In jail? And I was like,
what?
It's a very common curse. It's like, it's really part of like the vernacular at this point, everyone. I mean, they were just very white ladies.
It's like when Andy says, hey, 50 Cent.
Oh, 50 God.
Cent. I don't like that.
I can't. So, okay. So, number seven, I said Alex McCord. Alex McCord, you know what? I feel like people have really forgotten her. And you have to remember, season one, she was like this thirsty woman who just wanted to be part of everyone else. She had big frizzy hair, going to like opening night at the opera, but not really. They didn't have tickets. They just sort of stood around. They were like looking for each other in the newspaper. It was like this very sad, thirsty thing. And you're like, these people are the worst. They lived in Brooklyn. But then in season two, she just sort of became this like sweet sort of like wannabe. And then all of a sudden, season three, something like went crazy in her. And she spent the rest of her Housewives time just like getting so mad all the time at like Jill Zarin.
Her and Luann, that was the best.
My God.
Her and Luann fighting. Oh, the best. I like Alex because she's intelligent.
Herman Munster shoes.
The LV, those Louis Vuitton shoes. I'll never forget those shoes. But I liked Alex because she's smart. I think she's smart, and I actually do think she's nice.
I think she is nice, yeah. And that's one thing that I really liked about her.
You guys.
And you know what? I always appreciate her saying, you know, you girls are mean girls, and while you're being mean girls, I am in Brooklyn. Which shouldn't really make any sense, but I really like the emotion behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but didn't she have the story about when she was giving birth, Simon came on her or something? Yes. Like, that is just not
that,
okay.
To be fair, that was...
You can never start too soon, I say.
I mean, that's like, just
there's an empty
much.
Room happening.
She loses points for bringing Simon into our universe, but, you know...
Yeah, they live in Australia now, and according to my mother, she was on Watch What Happens.
I saw
like,
it.
Last week or something.
Was she?
Yes.
How is she?
Surgery. In Australia, they have facial surgery
My mom
now.
Said she looked good.
Does she look good?
I didn't know
My
who
mom really
she was.
Said she looked
I was
good.
Like,
that's saying a lot.
But it was Alex, and she looked good. And every time, she was with Ramona, unfortunately. Poor thing.
Ramona
like,
always
hates. Alex, how do you feel about Australia? And Ramona's like, kangaroos. Yes. They jump. Like, what
you
the
know,
fuck?
Ramona has always hated Alex ever since Alex brought Simon to like the women's dinner party night in season
Sorry,
one.
I was mean. Remember that? Ooh,
oh, my God.
Bad. I was the season.
By yeah, the way.
Have we gone too far? Do you think Housewives has like gone too far?
No.
Do you know what I'm asking?
Well,
no.
BuzzFeed asked that question.
Do you think it's self-aware? Did they?
Well, you know,
I'm asking
that
independently of reading that. That's how I feel.
But that's
I feel
when
like
you really see who they are. I mean, you guys are finally seeing this bitch Phaedra for who she is. I've been reading this crime shit from season one. That's why I love it.
Well, you know what? MTV writer and former Watch What Happens guest Ira Madison, who I think may be here. I'm not sure. Ira, if you're here, I hope you're here. He wrote something on MTV just today saying that everyone has become super self-aware to the point where we're actually seeing that they're actually more real now because they're self-aware. It's a whole thing.
They run
had.
Out of things to fake.
Yeah, exactly. And that you're watching them react to their madness has actually become... The
More
real show.
Real. That's interesting,
yeah,
actually.
It's real meta.
Maybe it'll happen to Tinsley.
Maybe.
Because yeah. right now
well,
we're
she's
not
already, cause she's already been down
it's
that path.
It's basically we're watching psychological torture. We're like, so at what point does she get tortured to the point where we know
but
the real
her? It's when they do
her.
Themselves, you know? It's when they torture. It's the self-hatred that's so just... It's like a blanket.
But you know what, though? That's one of the reasons why I think New York is the best is because these women are truly crazy. And I feel like they have no control over themselves. So as much as they try to control, I mean, Bethy does a pretty good job these days of doing, you know, controlling
She's
herself.
Too controlled.
But like Ramona, she can't control herself. And Dorinda can't control herself.
She cannot.
And these are like gifts from the gods to us. And we should really appreciate them while we can, you know?
Yes. All right. So now that we're at number 7, so the last 6, let's get through. Yeah.
Okay. Number 6, I said Jill Zarin, because even though people hate her, she was a seminal voice of the show. Sonia Morgan, because Sonia Morgan, number 5, because she's wonderful.
I'll go with that.
You would put Serious Talk, Sonia over Jill is interesting to me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, Jill,
yes.
Really interesting.
I just think that Sonia's like her, she's just so lovable, I think.
Yeah, but you know what, for drama and as far as like iconicness on that show is concerned, Jill to me is above
It's fluid,
Sonia.
It's I'm fluid. I would not be mad
right,
at swapping it. I could do
thank
it.
You.
I say number 4 is Dorinda Medley. I think Dorinda...
Pretty she's, good for a fairly new addition.
I have to, again, disagree.
You think
I would
she's
put, and I like Dorinda a lot, but I would put her below Jill.
Okay.
Jill is an iconic housewife to me.
She is.
And when she got thrown off that show, which was a long time coming and correct, but still, it was like a ripping of that show. I have to tell you.
Yes.
It ripped the heart out of that show a little bit. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
She also, thank you, one snap, I'll take it.
No, it's true. And I mean, to think about, if you think about it, like Jill Zarin has been off this show for like 5 years now. And it's still like, when you say Jill Zarin, people are like, Jill Zarin.
Jill Zarin literally will not shut up. She goes in front of press. She'll go to the White House and be like, I'm Jill Zarin. I'm Jill Zarin. Anybody know me? Real Housewives of New York, huh? Like they've written articles. She will not shut up. She will not stop lying. We did an interview with somebody randomly recently, and even this bitch is trying to give us some Jill Zarin spin. No, bitch. Jill, you fucked up. You got frozen in a villain mode. I get that it was hard for you, but you still a bitch. Make it right. Don't explain. Make it right.
I don't know. I guess I'm a Zarin apologist. I don't
I'm
love
like up
Jill
and down.
Zarin, but I just feel like
I feel like
fine.
I understand
Thank
her
so
in
much,
a certain
Jusu.
Way. I feel like she was like a jilted ex, and she just, you know, she just can't get out
also,
of her own way.
She went
fighting
for the
with
ring
Bethany.
And she missed. That means she loses. Get rid of the bitch. Throw her to the lions.
Listen, I find Jill annoying as shit. Like, please, I'm not saying that I miss her presence.
Right.
I am just saying that when it comes to the show, to me,
she's iconic.
She is beyond tied and connected to it. Thank
you
so much.
She went for Bethany when Bethany was like not a monster, and she failed. Yeah. She made Bethany
she
a billionaire.
She really should have waited like 2 seasons, and she would have.
And she still won't admit it. She's like, it's all because of a phone call. It's a phone call on a speakerphone.
She made a major mistake. She fucked up big time. Yeah. Anyways, okay, fine.
So number 3. Speaking of which, I say Bethany is number 3. I don't put Bethany as number 1 because, but there was a time when Bethany was number 1. But she, you know, there was a time when she was like really funny and she was speaking to the people. But she's just sort of. There's just that too cool for school thing going on.
Bethany's saving grace is her humor.
Yes.
If she and I do find her funny, she's there with the quips. She is that kind of a mind.
Yes.
She's very funny. That's all I see there. I have a lot of. I mean, God bless, but I let's a ninth time.
Listen, she's still
those.
Number 3. She's still number 3.
I know. I'm just like over with Bethany.
Yeah,
Bethany's like, always been alone and hurt. Her family, like that
true.
Race, that racetrack shit that came out. I was like, girl. I mean, it. I get it. But she doesn't know. It's like she's learned how to manipulate. Over the years, you've seen her become a housewife. She's become terrible and then good and then terrible, and she doesn't know. And she's just such a horrible human being, but she feels things. So I like
See,
her.
See, I have to
I'll
say something. I
3.
Don't think she feels things. And actually, my thing with her, and you know, she had a
well,
talk show.
To do with her.
I have to say this. Listen, make a liquor company, make billions of dollars.
Right.
And God bless you for that. And like, I mean, literally, I'm so tired, by the way. And I have to go to Orlando at 8:00 tomorrow morning for my niece's bat mitzvah. So
I'm
please
sure.
forgive me for repeating myself 15 times. Anyways, you're all invited. It's in Tallahassee. Please come crash. I swear to God, meet at the DSW 5 p.m. I'll drive you there. Listen, why did
the
I bring
DSW.
Her? Oh, that's the only store in Tallahassee. I'm like, I guess I'll buy shoes. Anyway, so wait. And then we'll return them when I come back. But Bethany, I will say I had a whole thing. Oh, about how much I dislike her. Oh, right. She had a talk show. And I'm like, listen, you are a great businesswoman. You are very fit. You do
very
all these
smart.
Things.
Yeah.
You should not host a talk show. Like her, she is so ice cold to me. I mean, it just, I actually was a guest on that talk show with Stassi from, I love you, from Vanderpump Rules. Oh,
you're
God.
On with Stassi.
I was, and who was very nice, by the way. That's kind of funny. This was like pre-Surge. But anyways, the point is, she's a very cold person. And the point is, I'm just very jealous that she had her own talk. I'm just like, how does Bethany? I get it, because she like can fit into anything.
But listen,
that's
the show was canceled. The show was canceled, so she didn't. You know, like you know.
Is that Linda and Erica? That's
That's a great question. I can't answer that. I've not met Erica.
Our friend Heather told us Erica came in to do her show, and she's like, she came in with 10 gay guys. The Heather show, you know, Heather McDonald. So Erica comes in. She's got like 10 gay guys, and Heather's trying to give her shit, and she's like, I don't give a fuck. It's like she has no sense of humor. That's why. Okay.
See, that's upsetting to me, actually. I don't, yeah. I wish that she was funny like that. She seems funny on it.
She seems.
I thought she was funnier this season. I thought Erica Jane, like, showed more emotion this season, which I appreciated.
Irene told her what to do. She's like, cry about something.
So, my God, that fight.
Policeman, boy.
So
I didn't sleep after that fight, by the way. I was up all night from
that was actually a crazy fight.
Fucking a dude that old and making that much money and having that big of a career because some old dude paid for it on YouTube. That's enough, bitch. You won. What are you trying to prove? You won, Erica. Go to your room.
Well, actually, I mean, if you think about it, Erica Jane, I mean, her music is like whatever. And here it is. SNL two nights ago playing her song, and on top, not only were they playing her song, they name checked her too. So you know what, she's doing exactly the right thing.
I liked it when I heard, I was like, oh, what's this song? And I was like, oh my God, it's Erica's song. It sounded good to me. Sorry.
Well, how's the song go? Something
Saturday
like that.
Night Live.
Read the top tune.
Okay.
So, okay.
Number two. So now we're down to two people.
I know who number one is.
How dare you?
Ramona Singer. Ramona Singer.
How dare you?
How dare you? Whoa.
I agree.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The crowd has turned against us.
You're a maniac
for
doing
this.
You are actually, people are demanding their podcast money back.
Everyone in the next room over is going to be like, what's happening?
So furious. I love Luann. As a tall woman, I love Tom. I love crazy ball Tom.
All right. Let me defend Luann here. Let me defend Luann, Countess Luann.
So rowdy here. I'm actually frightened.
It is. The pitchforks are coming out. And you know what? I'm okay. Luann, here's what I love about Luann. Okay. This. I'm doing it in my voice. Which happens. Would you believe that Luann is number one? Here's the thing. Luann, she's so amazing. She could be number one or she could be number 15, and that takes a lot of skill, okay? She has had such a journey. She came on, and she was just like the waspy one who is doing this just for a cheap fun, and she was above it all, and she fell into it. This is a woman who had sex with a Johnny Depp pirate on this show. This is a woman who
had... One of the best episodes. That whole, I mean, please, when he stole the jewelry, I mean, please. It's the funniest thing in the world.
This is a woman who has a, like, I made eggs a la Francaise, and she's, like, offended. She has the cool, be cool, don't be uncool. She has It's About Tom. There are so many facets of crazy and amazing to this woman. She released a book about etiquette. You know, I mean...
Girl,
the whole last season... The last, that's also, oh, is that true?
Yes.
I did not know that.
She was like, I'll do friend of.
Oh, really? Oh, because I thought, I knew that she got fired. Okay, I'm confused.
She got
But then she got re-upped.
She got re-upped.
And I have to tell you that all of last season was all about her, and you wouldn't have had Bethany shaking the glass had it not been Luann related.
Yes.
So she inspired
us. And how about at the Berkshires, one of the most amazing episodes of all Housewives.
No air conditioning, I still think about it.
No air. How about Bethany is crazy, and she's in her face like a yapping dog, and Luann is just like perfect. I mean, Luann just like is like, Bethany is calling her a whore, and Luann's like, well, you still stole my haircut. That's genius. That is some
Love
next level
hair.
Shit.
I mean, even this season, today she's on Instagram like, well, I was giving Pippa wedding advice. Giving Pippa wedding advice? Bitch, really? You ain't even married to a real D'Agostino. That man doesn't have a grocery store.
I couldn't believe that. I once got the worst food poisoning from a D'Agostino's burrito. And when I heard it was, I mean, don't even ask. Like, I don't even want to talk to you. I vomited at the Park Place Station in New York. Anyway, so are we getting this on film? Anyways, the point is, I really was very angry. And then, but what does he do? What about Tommy's cookies? Like, do you guys remember when they went to their kitchen and it was like, Tommy's cookies?
Yeah,
everything says
I was like,
Tom.
I would put that in
That's
my home.
That's how desperate Luann is. And it is amazing. It's like, she's annoying. Look, Tom's shoes. Tom's toothpaste. It's like you could think it's Tom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she technically is insufferable, but she's like perfect. And by the way, she wound up with the best the very best like townhouse or penthouse out of all. And that penthouse was amazing. So in the end,
I thought you were going to say tagline.
Tagline.
But at the end, to me, that townhouse is the townhouse where Ramona never learned to play backgammon. Okay. She never
I'm
learned.
Sorry.
Ramona
I'm
is
sorry.
Number two. Ramona is literally borderline. I don't even want to say a disease because someone's going to be like, my kid has that. But there's something, she can't look you in the eye.
Whoa, like whoa, that. This is crazy, Ronnie. You? This is crazy that you say that about not being able to look people in the eye. When I was a little girl, I thought I needed glasses. And I told everyone, I think I needed glasses. And then Geraldine Parsons-Smith came up to me and said, can you read this line? And I read it. She says, you don't need glasses, you stupid bitch. And to this day, I'm too afraid to go to an optometrist. I'm sorry, but it's true.
Okay.
No, that's not true. That's just like a total
Ramona
like.
Ramona went.
We make
what?
Up a story about she Ramona every
like,
single.
I missed that episode. Hilarious.
I want.
There was there's. We should explain it. There was one episode when Heather was still on, and
the
she's
silliest.
Like, I
the
have a house.
Kristen.
I have a house in the Berkshires, and Ramona's like, I didn't go to the Berkshires. Okay, I have a home in the Hamptons. I didn't go to the Berkshires, and they're like, Ramona, that's the cast trip. You're coming to the fucking Berkshires, and she's like, no, I can't do it. I gotta go early. My friend has a private plane, and they're like, why are you leaving? And she goes, because I lived here, and my dad was abusive. Because he would take me out in the woods like this. They look
whoa,
like this.
Whoa,
and
these woods.
Would be a
I'm remembering
tree.
It now.
And it was all.
I remember that.
It
yeah.
was all like something that hurt her deeply from her childhood.
They were on that walk. I remember it.
And ever since that episode. Almost like every single episode, even when New York isn't on, we make up a crazy backstory. I would like it if someone found all the crazy Ramona backstories and pulled them and showed the entire
you know
childhood.
Who needs to do it? Ken Burns. We need a documentary.
Ken Burns.
Oh
my
God. Ramona's back.
Would that be amazing? Over
like
a slow
black and
pan?
White of her not looking at someone, just like
she's
spinning.
Like in a Civil War outfit.
yeah.
Playing
it's
baseball.
It's Nicole Kidman and Lion somehow. Oh. We're like that doesn't make sense. I like it though. Anyways,
so
okay.
You guys,
thank you.
We've reached the end of the list. I think there's
much.
Number one was Luann.
Ramona was number two. Yeah, that was.
I mean, Ramona's legendary.
I mean, to me, Ramona has gone through so much, and now she's doing the Avery's at college, and all of her friends love me. I'm like the best friend, and just imagining fucking Ramona in college, so good. Who knew that you could snort Coca-Cola?
It's crazy. Hey? Off of plates that are yellow like sunshine.
Oh my God. I was like, this show's going to be 15 minutes. What are we going to talk about?
Our show this time?
Yeah. And look.
I was like
I had a wonderful
looking
time.
At his watch. It's like 20 hours later.
No, well, the truth is this. Like we're at the end of our show. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
I'm talking
thank
about
you.
All this Bravo
so
shit.
Much.
We love you. You are truly so funny.
I love you,
Ronnie.
Guys,
you guys, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For coming to our show. We're going to do more of these.
Guys, we love you.
Tell all your friends. Hi, everyone on Facebook Live. You guys are such a good audience. It's so cool. We have people who came here from like Las Vegas. We have a school teacher from Las Vegas.
Yeah, Las Vegas.
Oh my God. You have to take a picture with her at the least.
The clan of Wade.
She's a school teacher who took the day off from school to come here.
Really? Oh my God. You have to buy her something.
Her students are watching a DVD tomorrow of Schindler's List or something.
Oh, I have a great story about Schindler's List when I was in school. Oh, I can't believe you're bringing it up at the end. Wait, it's very quick. Can I tell it?
Tell us Schindler's List story.
I was a student at a very Jewish public middle school in Miami. Okay, that's racist. Anyways, my I know everyone's like dying to leave. I'm like, this will be just shorter than Schindler's List. The only point is, cut this out. So they were like, oh, we're going to watch Schindler's List. We need you to bring this permission slip in. And I was like, okay. Like, meanwhile, half my family like died in the age cost. I was like, yeah, I'll get it signed. So meanwhile, I like forge it. I'm like, you know, yes, I did. And so I turned the permission slip in with the false signature on it. And my teacher was like, I compared the signature to this one. Did you forge this? And I'm like, yeah, I did. I forged my, I'd seen it already. I was like, yeah, I forged the Schindler's List permission slip. And she was like, well, Michelle, I'm so disappointed. As punishment, I'm not going to allow you to watch Schindler's List. I was like, thanks. That's my story. So your kids love you is what I'm saying. Cheers and thank you.
Everyone, thank you so much. Thank you, Improv. Thank you, Podcast Spotlight. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Thank you, Bravo. Good night, everyone.